Federal Chief Human Capital Officers say improving the hiring process remains their top priority, 6 years after President Barack Obama ordered changes. In Federal News Radio's exclusive fifth annual survey of federal Chicos and deputy Chicos, respondents rated the hiring process just a bit ahead of enhancing federal employee engagement and the training and development of the workforce. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, joins me now to discuss and analyze the survey's results. Jason, I guess Chicos have to be some of the most beleaguered yet studied people in the whole government.
Sometimes it feels that way. They have a tough job. There's a lot that falls on their shoulders. And that's why I think, Tom, it's a little surprising that they actually said the hiring process, improving it, was their among their top priorities in 2016. Now, we gave them a list of about 13 different priorities and asked them for their own opinion of other priorities that maybe we missed. And by and large, about 70% rated improving the hiring process a one or two or a three in terms of their top 13 priorities. And that really was telling to me because, again, as you talked about, President Obama ordered improvements in 2010. And here we are 2016, and we're still talking about it. Just because the president, and you know this as well as I do, ordered improvements, there's no magic wand that says, boom, you will improve. But at the same time, there's been a lot of effort, a lot of focus, yet they still say it's not good enough. It's not happening enough. And I think the survey shows why it's still a struggle.
Well, it could be that in the interest of continuous improvement, which is a manufacturing and process virtue, maybe it has gotten better, but they feel that you can never stop improving it. So maybe just to give them the benefit of the doubt, maybe that's the case.
I think that's a fair point, and I think you're right. It's not where we were 6 years ago, but the government has gotten better. I think OPM is making some important changes. But when you look at previous surveys that we've done, and last year, for instance, Tom, we went to Chief Learning Officer. So let's remove that one. So we'll go back to 2014. In 2014, the improving the hiring process was not among their top priorities. You go back to 2013, it was not among their top priorities. So why is it back in 2015? Or now 2016, why is that their top priority? And I think part of the reason is hiring freezes that they had years ago, sequestration impacts years ago. They're feeling back to normal. So they're saying, how can we hire? And plus, I know as we were talking about, the president also is focusing on growing the federal workforce.
That's right. He's calling for, I believe you reported originally in the first budget reporting that we did about a month ago, that the president wants a 1.5% increase in the federal workforce. And just a rough rule of thumb, if there's 2 million people, that's 35,000 more people.
And if you divide that across, you know, 100 and some agencies, it's not that many people, but it means everyone's going to have to hire somebody. And there are certain agencies, like we know, for instance, OPM just recently put out a memo giving emergency accepted service to HHS, to USAID, to state, to hire doctors, nurses, health professionals. So we know that there's always going to be that type of hiring need as well. The other piece that's interesting beyond improving the hiring process, they said employee engagement was a top priority, which is actually less surprising because of the push that OPM and the White House is doing after the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. But also training and developing your workforce is also another big priority. And I think that shows, Tom, goes back to your point, is you can bring people in, but you got to keep them moving along the career path to keep them happy, to keep them satisfied in their job.
I think one of the things to point out here, though, too, is even though Chicos do worry about all of these things, the hiring process, employee engagement and training, in many ways, they are only part of the puzzle which needs to be filled in to fix all of these issues or keep them improving. Program managers are really the hiring authorities or whatever the functional area of government is. So Chicos are pretty much caught in a matrix of other people that can affect how effectively they are perceived, I think.
And I think part of this need to improve the hiring process, to improve employee engagement, has to be led by the Chicos and the deputy Chicos. And I think that's why that's become their top priorities, because they have to go to those program folks, have to go to the back office business folks and say, what are you doing or how can I help you to ensure your employees are trained, to ensure your employees are engaged? And I think that's why they feel this pressure coming down on them.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Tell us a little bit about the survey itself, who responded, how many we got, and so forth.
So as you mentioned, this is our fifth year in a row we've done this. We put it out to all Chicos and deputy Chicos and some other senior HR managers, a total of about 68 people. We got about a 33% response rate, which is actually pretty incredible. Most, all but one were career employees. It was split, you know, between Chicos, about 52% were Chicos, 33% were deputy Chicos, and then about 14% were other senior level HR managers. And they came across, you know, again, nicely split between cabinet level agencies, large agencies, and small agencies, about almost 50-50 between the cabinet level and the small agency with some large agencies as well. So I think we got a nice cross-section of the government.
You got the right people. And what about low priorities or anything that they don't have to worry about?
Well, they have to worry about a lot, but a low priority. The two things that came about from that, and one surprised me, one didn't. The one that didn't surprise me is they're not so worried about buyouts or early retirements or the Visa Vera stuff, which is good. That means maybe no agencies are planning that for this year. But the one that did surprise me is implementing the phased retirement program. Chico just placed that as a low priority. And we asked about the phased retirement program later on in the survey. And we said, number one, has your agency implemented phased retirement? It was a yes or no question. 63% said no. 26% said yes. And 10% said not sure, which is a little worrisome for some of the chief human capital officers to answer that question. Some of the responses we get, well, we're still drafting policy implementation guidance. The draft is still with the Office of General Counsel. One person just said not useful, not a good economic deal for the retiree. The other one said we are in the process. So we said if you answered no, does your agency plan to implement the program soon, next 3 to 6 months, 6 to 12 months? Yes, but I'm not sure when. It was pretty well split. 3 to 6 months told us about 15% of the respondents. 6 to 12 months, 30%. Yes, but I'm not sure when, 23%. And 23% said, no, we're not going to do it at all, which I thought was very surprising.
So answers pretty much scattered all over all of the choices. And I wanted to ask you what steps they're taking to retain people, because retention is very important. And, you know, if there's no rifts, you got to retain the people you do have.
You do have to. And I think that's the biggest challenge there. Now, one of the biggest things, we gave them five different alternative ideas. Like, for instance, we're not taking any steps: cash bonuses, telework, non-monetary recognition, training, professional development. And by and large, telework or alternative work schedules was the most popular one. But at the same time, training, professional development, and non-monetary recognition also came up well. We asked them to rank in order 1 to 5. Interesting enough, very few said we're not taking any steps, which is important to say they recognize they do have to do stuff to retain people.
It's indoor work. You're getting well paid. That's all we can do for you.
And cash bonuses was not also a high one either, knowing that the budgets are fairly tight.
And a final question. I wonder, all of the travails of the Office of Personnel Management over the last couple of years, almost, it seems like a revolving door of leadership, and Beth Cobert may or may not get that final confirmation from the Senate. Has that had any effect on Chico's? You know, can we tell?
I can't quite tell. You know, when you ask about, we do ask a final question, what's your overall comments, any final comments of the state of HR across the government? And generally speaking, Tom, I think we got some very, very positive responses. Current efforts are trending in the right direction, but much more is needed. We have a lot of challenges, but as a community, we're working to address our challenges and make progress. I mean, very positive, very optimistic responses. One person said, I'm blessed to have the best, if not the best HR staff in all of government. Having worked at other agencies, I'm strongly concerned with the future state of HR, especially above the GS-14 level. But we have had good fortune of hiring entry-level HR staff and training them for the future. So I think there's been very positive responses.